have to tell you, I am delighted that Mary Coughlan has come in to talk to me this morning. Firstly, because the last time we met, we were at the theatre.
We were, darling.
We were at the theatre, that's right.
The invited night.
Indeed, at the Steward of Christendom.
Yes,
which
wow.
was brilliant, wasn't it?
It's incredible.
Oh, no.
I got a lot of theatre. For some reason, when people started going out again, I just wanted to go to see... Plays.
Really?
Yeah. Plays.
Yeah. It's a lovely feeling. Of course, we had the President there that night.
We did
indeed.
I'd been then to see, the week before, I'd been to see The Tin Soldier.
Yes.
God, it's incredible. Yeah. In the gate as well. Yeah.
But it's about being a... You see, I've been reading about you of late, Mary, because you've been to the thick of it, as the fellow said, but also the amount of things that were cancelled over the period, and the fact that some of them don't come back. People don't understand that. Some do come back, but some of those gigs never materialise again.
They never come back.
You know?
I was doing a tour in 2020 to coincide with the album. We were doing Woman Undone with the theatre. Yeah. We'd been booked into all major theatre festivals in Iceland, Germany, Norway, Perth and Sydney. And they're all gone. They'll never come back. There's new plays now, you know.
That's right, yeah.
Life goes on. But on the gig level, I think this is the third time the Cork Opera House has been rescheduled.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll happen on Sunday Jesus night. God.
Now, it's this Sunday, the Cork Opera House. It's you, it's Francis Black and Sharon.
Sharon,
indeed. The smiling Sharon Shannon, who I love. But that's a great lineup. How do you divide it? How do you do it?
We do 30 minutes each, and then we all come back and do the end of the show.
Nice.
Like I do two of my better known songs together with the band.
Which two do you do?
I do Ride On and probably, we'll figure it out tomorrow night. But we do Ride On and Francis takes the verse and Sharon does the solo.
Oh, that's nice.
And I do two verses and then the audience go wild. And then she does, a few of her. We do two each in the encore.
Right.
With the whole lot of us together doing back and forth. You know what I mean?
I love your version of Ride On.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
The crack.
It's something. Oh, yeah, it is. Well, you've taken it to a different place. It's like, I remember talking about Dolores Cain in the past and her version of The Island.
Oh, yeah.
Is incredible.
Yeah.
And Paul Brady has acknowledged that.
Yeah.
Your take on Ride On is quite something.
It was, yeah. I was talking to Jimmy McCarthy about it. And, I kind of changed. I thought it needed something extra, you know.
Yeah, well, you gave it that.
Give it a bit of welly in the middle, yeah.
Yeah, we have a listen to it.
Say you ride the finest horse I have ever seen. Standing 16, one or two, with eyes so wild and green. And you ride that horse so well, with hands light to the touch. But I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see of me. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to.
There it is. It's Right On, which is a joy. Listen, how have you been? I have to tell you, when I met you that night at the theatre, you were in great form.
I am in great
form. You're enjoying life.
I am.
You're good. Yeah.
I have done a lot of concerts this year, thank God. And off again.
On your own, now.
I'm off to Kilkenny tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And we're doing, that's sold out, which is great. But then I'm over to Killarney on my own, the INEC. That's doing really well. Then we're over to Cork. So right. I'm going to hang around the Kingdom on Saturday on the day off.
Will you have a band?
We'll have a band.
Oh, yeah, with you, though. That's what I'm saying.
Double bass, drums, guitar, and piano. Maybe no guitar tomorrow night.
By the way, the three of you on Sunday isn't... is that a tour? Was it to be a tour? I know this is a strange question.
It's not. It'll illustrate to you how sad it is.
Yeah.
Francis and Sharon and I have been doing gigs together for about 15 years. And we typically go out Friday night, Saturday night and have great crack. And we do two gigs, you know, maybe a couple of hundred miles from each other. Anyways, they were cancelled because of COVID in 2020. They were rescheduled. And this weekend, 14 of the 18 gigs have been are gone.
Right, they don't seem to be
coming back.
So, but the others will in time.
No,
hopefully. No, but some of them will.
Some of them will next year. Yeah.
Oh, next year.
Well, they're new gigs for next year.
Yeah.
A lot of it is down to the big fella in the Croke Park. We're not doing any gigs in Drogheda, Mayo, or Donegal because that would be a huge catchment area for the gig at Croke Park.
For sure.
So we pulled those anyways and put them into January. And yeah, but it's really sad. We were so excited to have the gigs rescheduled and then, whoops, it's not, they're not, you know. It's not
I know. It's a shame.
But it's for everyone across the board. Everyone thinks that everyone's out having a great time. But I think people are more worried about, like, war and money now.
You're right, and the cost of electricity.
I'm not complaining. Don't blame them.
No, I totally agree. But the cost for heating your house now and electricity.
Well,
in former times,
you know, like the recession, all the big recessions, like, I always remember, like, we used to do the Baggage Inn on Thursday. People always came out for music and the crack once a week, you know. They'd pick their act, you know. But it always seemed to be that music would be the common thing that would lift people together, you know.
Yeah.
And I've never been this affected by, you know, inverted commas, the economy. So it's much worse than that.
Yeah.
There's still fear of COVID or getting sick. And just people have just gotten used to not going out.
That's right. And in fairness to you, you've not been afraid to say it because I've seen, you know, your comments in the papers and stuff over there. But some people mightn't say it. They're going, say nothing about it. But you didn't. You went straight out and you were right because it did affect, it's affected everybody.
People don't like to say their gig is cancelled because the people don't like them. But I'm not that insecure.
I know that there's
a bigger picture, you know, that people don't have the money for two gigs that week.
Put your finger on it. Yeah. Exactly. Listen, you were working with Alton Conlon.
Yeah, well, you were very nice to Alton.
He's a gorgeous man.
He's an American now.
He is. He's some songwriting mate or something. He's
in Memphis. In Memphis or Nashville.
He's an incredible talent, though.
Ah, he's brilliant.
Isn't he? How did you hook up the two of you?
I guess I heard him on the radio and I wrote him a letter.
Go off.
Yeah, and then I offered him guest spots on my gig.
Yeah.
And we got on like a house on fire. And in the end, he was coming out on stage doing a couple of songs with me. And I was doing two songs with him in his set. And then we went off to England. And he came on tour with us. I had a big tour. I had 14 dates in England. He was delighted with himself.
Yeah.
And I was delighted to have him because he just bought, and everyone loved him.
Oh, he's a gorgeous fella.
And he sold his CDs. And I've been down to his studio. We're going to do some stuff when it's quiet in the winter, you know.
He's a very good songwriter.
Yeah, very good songwriter.
Seriously good songwriter. And he sends us stuff from time to time on an MP3 or something.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, this is lovely. Anyway, it's Alton and Mary. This is a weak heart like mine. A weak heart.
But then you draw me closer, and I breathe you in. My chest is on fire. Oh, how it burns from within. Your skin on my skin. Thank you.
problem for me now is I'll never hear that any other way.
The wee cart.
Except the wee cart.
We'll do the wee cart.
You've got the wee cart. Now you're going to be doing. Now, the other thing I wanted to say to you was recording. Okay, Alton is, you're writing with Alton, or you have done and will be. Is that the next plan, that would be the next
album? Oh, no. I have just discovered myself the most amazing thing, and I know you're going to love it. 17 years ago, when I went to New Zealand for the first time, I met a man there called Dougie McLean, who is an advertising executive, and he lives in Christchurch, and he, big fan, he came in. Not only he said, Mary, he said, I love your albums, but the designs are really bad. Can I redo your covers? And I said, off with you. I don't want any money. And he won a Clio Award, which is the equivalent for design, what an Oscar is.
Okay, you know,
He has a Clio Award for the, he designed them all so that they, anyway, blah, blah. He gave me an album called Mirrors, which is a Peggy Lee album. And he told me, I don't know very much about it, but it was deleted after 1,000 copies were made because Lieber and Stoller wrote it for her, and they wanted to make a show of it, and they had been working with Tennessee Williams. He didn't know that. I found this out. Okay, yeah. So he gave me the record. I took the record home. I listened to it. My son put it onto a DVD for me because the record player wasn't great, and or a CD, and I was captivated by it. I really had no idea what the songs were about. So I recorded two songs, Some Cats and Tango, on an album in 2007 called The House of Ill Repute. And during lockdown, I said, you know, I want to do the whole bloody album.
So
a friend of mine in New York said, you could contact the Peggy Lee's daughter through this info thing, you know. Holly... Her name escapes me.
Okay, Holly, anyway.
Holly, yeah. And Holly was doing a 100-year Peggy concert in L.A. So they wrote back to me and they said, well, we just look after Peggy, you know, you need to talk to Lieber and Stoller if you're doing that. And they're dead.
I was just going to say, that'll be difficult.
So, yeah. So I got onto a lawyer who was really nice, who was coming to Galway for his summer holidays.
Go on.
Anyways, look, he gave me Peter Stoller's email, who's this only remaining relative. Peter Stoller is Mike Stoller's son.
Okay.
So we got into this weekly conversation, long emails and phone calls, and he sent me 43 pages of notes that he did on the album. It starts off with a song called Professor Hopman's Performing Dogs. It's about the rise of fascism in America in 1939. There's a song called Tango, the one I did, which was written by them to honour a friend of theirs who was called Roman Navarro, who was a wonderful silent movie actor and made it into the talkies. Stunningly beautiful man. He was from Argentina. He was a friend of Astor Piazzolla. And he was murdered by two brothers, beaten to death with a baseball bat. And things were written on his mansion's walls to suggest that he was gay and that's why they killed him. And in that awful way, he was kind of, as they say, he was outed because of his murder and the court case.
Yes, yes.
Nobody talked about such things in the 50s in America. So they wrote the song Tango that I recorded, and I didn't know what it was about.
That's right, of course.
And the other song, Some Cats, was written by a book by Robert Glover, which was banned in America. But Dylan mentioned it once and it became a cult classic.
All it took.
And it was published in French.
Right.
So that song is about a relationship between a 14-year-old black woman and a man. And it was frowned upon, obviously.
Yeah.
But it brought the conversation into, you know, mixed
mainstream
race.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So there's another song. Then there is That All There Is was on that album. They released that. And that was written by them in response to a story that Thomas Mann wrote. You know, he wrote Death at Venice. It's about disillusionment and is that all there is?
Yeah. It's a terribly sad song.
And they would not let Peggy, they wouldn't put it on a single. So she performed it on television and she won a Grammy for her performance. The songs are all really, really, really strange.
And he had all these notes.
He had 43 pages of notes that they had written about the songs and they wouldn't let him print them.
Why did they only release 1,000 copies of the album, though?
They hated the media hated it and they slaughtered it.
Really?
It was an experimental album. It was very... topical or political.
Yes.
There's a song called Little White Ship, which is based on a Tennessee Williams play, and the proprietor of the hotel is standing behind the desk and he's welcoming all these old people, for want of a better word, elders, into the hotel where they will be annihilated, humiliated and murdered. And it's just the most beautiful melody you've ever heard. It's an allegro, he calls it. Yeah. It's so beautiful and you just want to sing it, and I did. So I've recorded the songs.
You've done it all.
Fair play to me.
Fair play to you.
And I've been working with two graphic designers as well. One guy who does animation, Josh O'Keefe, and a lady called Alice DeFuicha, who does art, many multi disciplines in art. Yeah. And we came up with ways of presenting the songs in, as little stories. So we presented it at the Galway Arts Festival. We presented half of it. I didn't want to give it. It's still in production.
Sure.
And I am talking to a very famous director and theatre in Ireland about taking it further, because they wanted it to be a sort of a series of vignettes or whatever. Yes. As a play, and Peggy wanted to do it in Broadway, you know.
So you're keeping her alive, if you will.
So Peter said, I just can't believe that you have discovered this. And then he told me all the records he knew of me, and he knew Eric Visser.
That's,
he said, I must be the only person in California who ever heard of the band Fleric and Eric Visser.
Isn't that something?
So we got off like a house on fire.
Yeah.
And he's given me his blessing, and I've recorded it. I am not happy with the vocals, but I'll redo them next month. And I'm going to start work with a dramaturg about
that's fantastic.
Bringing it to the theatre, darling.
Would you? Well,
back in the gate before you know it.
I was just going to say, I have to get tickets for that. Would you put an orchestra with that?
Brian Connor has done all the orchestrations.
There you go. Yeah. Because that'd be quite something.
But that'd be money. Actually, yeah. I don't know.
But it'd be quite something. No, but hang on. It'd be quite something on a stage as an orchestrated piece of theatre. I'm talking about you singing the songs. The theatre show is one thing, but with an orchestra would be another.
Just doing the album, my kids have been listening to this thing, Aoife, my daughter.
I'm loving it.
She said, it's just so beautiful. When you hear it and you don't know what it's about, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
When you hear what it's about, it's even more beautiful, but it's really, really shocking.
Yes, and we wouldn't have known. We play Is That All There Is. We play Peggy Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Peggy doesn't get, God help her, she gets, there's very little play for people like Peggy Lee anymore, which is a great. I remember Gilbert O'Sullivan. He had an album out and he had something to do with Peggy Lee. He did a copy of one of the covers of her albums, an influence on him as well. So it's interesting that she has had this influence on people down the line.
Well, she had fever.
Yes.
She had I'm a Woman.
Yes.
She had huge success in the hit parade. And then she wanted to do this thing which was very unlike anything she'd ever done, very political, very controversial. And I mean, hats off to her, and she really wanted to go the whole way with it. It took them 5 years to do it.
Good Lord.
She did 73 takes of Is That All There Is.
You're not serious?
I am.
Wow.
And the best take, I'm sure your listeners won't mind me saying it.
No.
In the best take, she sang the wrong line. But they put it on the album, so the correct line I now have.
Okay.
So, and Peter Stoller has redigitized it and put it in. So all the songs are, every single song is an absolute gem.
And a story for everyone.
And a story. And it's whether you beat people over the head with the story or just let them figure it out, or I won't beat them over the head.
But I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
So
this is next year.
Next year.
Please God.
We're still working on it.
Yeah, but this is not just, here's a few songs. This is such a project.
No, this is such a project.
This is such a project. Yeah. Which of the tracks will I finish on? Which of the two?
Do you want to do those ones?
Yeah, one.
Peggy or mine?
Well, no, you. I'll go.
Cause do Tango.
Tango, that's what I was going to say. Because we play Peggy, let's finish your take.
Okay, do Tango. It's on the Household Repute album.
Yes, I have it on vinyl, for God's sake. So let's go with that one.
Tango.
All right.
Okay,
that's a
brilliant.
You're a joy. I'm delighted to see you.
Well, nice to see you.
That.
Thanks for having us.
No,
in,
it's a pleasure. It's next
Sunday.
I knew
Sunday. You'd like that story.
Oh, I love it. It's next Sunday. It's Sharon Shannon, Frances Black and Mary, the three of them on stage at the Cork Opera House, and go. That's going to be brilliant. Oh, maybe, will you be coming back to Dublin? Well, I shouldn't ask because we don't know. Maybe you'll do this in Dublin again. And that just.
Well, next next year I'll do that show.
You will, of course, please God.
I'll be doing a gig somewhere. Yeah. We were supposed to do Vicar Street in 2020, but then it got put into 21, then it got put into 2024.
Oh, crikey. That's ridiculous.
And then they said, would you like to do Liberty Hall? And now Liberty Hall is gone as well.
So, oh, for heaven's sake. Anyway, listen, you have a great project to work on.
I have a great project to work on.
Brilliant. I remember the Jazz Heads. Do you know the Jazz Heads? Do you know where they changed the letters of people's names? They used to refer to her as Leggy P. Did you know that?
Leggy P.
Leggy P. I can file that one while you're at it. Mary Coughlin, you're a joy. God bless you.
Okay, thanks.
Long life to your pet.
Thanks for having us in.
Not at all.